Okay, Rabbi Seish. The stakes are getting higher now here in Drush. Things get a little more complicated and a little more basic to what we generally assume on Hilchos Shabbos. So let's get started. The Drush begins here in Kol Gadol, and I give him a vase with a statement from a papa. I'm a papa. Hi, man, the shot of piece of a dikla. Person takes a clod of dirt on Shabbos, other than the fact that it's muktzah, and throws it at the tree. He's chayiv, and from that date tree, dates fall off, so he's chayiv twice. What is he chayiv? One for kotzer, one for dosh, from a farik. Mefarik, Rashi explains, is told of the dosh. One for kotzer, because this whole, the date got detached from the tree. And number two, because the date detaching from the tree is a tolda of dosh. What does dosh mean? Dosh means threshing. After they would, again, we come back to where the source for all the Lamtas Malachos is from, the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, they would cut the produce for the Samamanim, for the making of the dyes. And after they would cut, which was kotzer, they would gather them all into piles. What was the purpose of gathering into piles? Gathering all the produce into the pile was to thresh, to separate the seeds from the chaff, from the husk in which it grew. So that's called dush. And then after dush, they would separate the two. After you dush, you thresh it, you kind of step on it, whatever, and it gets separated. And then the borer is separating of the two, the ocha from the psoas. So the Rishonim explained, this is not in the Maror Mekomos, I apologize. The Meiri here in Shabbos, and I in Gimel Medalef on the Mishnah, explains that the av melacha of dush is only if you do it with your feet or with a kli. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is the same thing in some Shin Yud test, and that's the way it's assumed halacha l'maisa. The dush, the av melacha, is only if you do it with your feet or with a kli. If I do it with my hands or any other way other than a feet or a kli, that is a tolda of dush. That's mefarik.
Is that poskening like Ravashi or Papa?
Neither. I don't think that that's a real. I think that's
a
relevant.
That might be the sheet of Ravashi, that if you throw something at the tree, that's Shiloh Kedarko, so you're not chayav.
I don't think that plays into it. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Even Rav Papa agrees that it's mefarik, but it's not dush. It's mefarik. It's a tolda of the dush. So when you throw this cloud of dirt at the tree and it falls off, you're chayav, number one, mishum kotzer, and number two, tolda of the dush, because you didn't do it with a kli or with your feet. You did it another way, so that's a tolda of dush. Tosus here, the Ramas of Achas, quotes in the name of Rashi that what is the mefarik? Where, what point here is the mefarik happening? So Rashi says when the date leaves the tree, that's mefarik. I took the date out of the tree. So Tosus says that's not mefarik, that's kotzer. Mefarik, that can't be mefarik. How could leaving the tree of the date be mefarik? Every kotzer will be mefarik. So the Ran here, the Ran al-Arif, and the Ramban both take the same stance, which is a modification of Rashi, and it could be that's what Rashi meant. Tosus's version of Rashi we don't have. Our version of Rashi is kind of vague. You could fit this into our version of Rashi, which is that the mefarik happens when you throw the clod of dirt at the tree, a cluster, an eshkol of dates falls off. That cluster, when it hits the ground, one date pops off. So the kotzer is when the eshkol gets detached from the tree, that's kotzer. And the mefarik is when the date splits off from the bunch. Why? So the Ramban and the Ran say, because ain disha b'mechubar. Threshing, you can't have disha b'mechubar. That's their rule. They make up a rule. Ain disha b'mechubar. So the Minchas Chinuch doesn't understand that rule. He said, what's the difference? Why is there a difference between the date getting detached from the cluster versus the date getting detached from the tree? He doesn't like this whole strain of thought. There's another sheet that we show him which explains the whole Gemara differently. So he sides with that. He doesn't like this Rashi or the, you know, Ramban, Ran's version of Rashi. He doesn't like this whole thing. Either it's detached from the tree or detached from the cluster. Once it is the ground, he doesn't like the whole thing. But the Chemdas Yisrael, is the other sefer of the Kli Chemda. The Kli Chemda on the parasha by Zev Plotsky, who was a poisher. It's very poo-pooish. So he has a sefer called Chemnitz Yisrael, where he has a kuntres on the Lamed Tes Melachos. So in his kuntres on the Lamed Tes Melachos, on Dosh, he explains the Ran and the Ramban's version of Rashi. Ibn Chazin don't understand. What's the difference? So he says, no, because in the Mishkan, how was Disha done? Disha was done after it was detached from the ground. First they would cut it, kotzer, ma'amar, gather it into the pile, dosh, then they would thresh it. So since it was never done, b'mechubel l'karka, so to halach l'maisa, you can't have Disha b'mechubel l'karka. So the Ramban and the Ran say, you cannot be that detaching a date from the tree is Disha, because in the Mishkan there was no such Disha. Disha was always after it was detached from the ground. So too, the Disha here must be when the cluster of dates falls to the ground and one date pops off, that's Disha. That's Mefarik. Anyway, that's one Shita and Rishonim, that detaching something from something else is Mefarik as well. The Tosus disagrees with this whole thing. Tosus Devar Masal V'Achas quotes on the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel, and the Prima Gadim has this on his own. I don't know why he didn't reference you to the Tosus, but he says this on his own in his introduction to the Halachas of Disha, Simon Shinchof. He says this on his own, that's not Disha. Detaching something from something else is not Mefarik, that's not Disha. What is Mefarik? Mefarik is revealing something. Something was covered over. Let's say the wheat is covered over in this in the ear of wheat, and then it has another shell around it. That's reveal that. That's mefarik. So what does the Gemara mean? You threw the cloud of dirt at the date tree. The dates fell off. You have two: one for kotzer, one for mefarik. So the Rabbeinu Shmuel says no. Around the date was some sort of shell, leaves or something. And when the date fell to the ground, the leaves popped off. So that's the mefarik. So the kotzer is when it gets detached from the tree. The mefarik is the revealing of the date from its, I guess, outer shell. The Shvisa Shabbos said he spoke to botanists in Bavel. Yeah, I don't know why he had to go to Bavel.
They have an outer shell.
They said the dates don't have outer leaves or shells or anything like that.
You need to speak to a botanist to learn them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Very good. So,
Or it could just be that which keeps the cluster together.
No, but the date is revealed. He says the whole thing is revealing the fruit. So, the Shvisa Shabbos claims he doesn't understand this Rabbeinu Shmuel, even though it might fit with what we generally, our general perception of what Mefarik should be, it doesn't fit with the Metzius. Rabbi Usher Weiss, in his Sefer Menachas Usher, that David was talking about, says that he spoke to a different botanist who said that it could be that our dates are corrupted. Could be that the pure strain of dates or whatever they had at that period of time had some sort of leafy shell to it. I don't know. I don't know. However, the Minchas Asher does point out an important idea there in Simen Samachay, that there seems to be a machlokes. A basic machlok between Rashi and the Tosvos, or the Ramban and the Ran, version of Rashi and Tosvos, as to what the nature of Mefarik is. Is Mefarik revealing the fruit, or is Mefarik detaching the fruit? Lahafrid or Lagalos? How do you define Mefarik? However, it's nice and tidy, but the Shvisa HaShabbos and the Gleital point out that Rashi in other places, the next daf, Rashi says that even revealing a fruit is also mefarik. Rashi's talking about revealing the wheat, that's mefarik. So if that formulation is correct, again, the guy threw the cloud of dirt and fell off, so he's chayv kotzer, so that we understand. He's chayv mefarik. What's the mefarik? So Rashi says, because it got detached from the tree. So it sounds like mefarik is only becoming detached. And Tosus says, no, Tosus says revealed. The date got revealed. So Rashi holds detached, Tosus holds revealed. But Rashi in other places says revealing a fruit is also mefarik. So the Shvisa Shabbos and the Gleital are forced to say that there's two chiyuvim of mefarik. Either you detach the fruit from its place where it was growing. It can't be it's mechubel karka. If it's mechubel karka, that's the Ramban and the Ran say in Dishab and mechubel. So I'd have to have a branch which got detached. And then now I detach the fruit from that branch. That's one type of mafarik, and the other type of mafarik is to reveal the classical type, which is to reveal the fruit, reveal the wheat from the kernel or something like that. Yeah.
Tosfos is obviously only accepting one of those.
Correct. Tosfos would not hold of the first type of mafarik.
Who just makes that? Who says that in Rashi that they're two dinim?
They're going to tell. They're going to tell. Based on this, the Egoital says, how do we eat grapes on Shabbos? Grapes are normally served, at least in the places that I've been, are normally served on that vine, which they grow on. And then the person who's eating the grapes has the obligation to pick them off the vine. Sometimes they're served detached, like in a fruit salad or something like that. But often they're served, I guess that was the way the Egoital ate grapes, was from the vine. So yes, how are you allowed to pick the grapes off the vine? Isn't that dosh, according to Rashi? He assumes we're passing like Rashi in the Ran. That's his assumption. We're passing, or we should be choshish for Rashi in the Ran. So how do we eat grapes on Shabbos? This becomes a major issue for the Egoital. So the Egoital, in order to explain the minig Yisrael to eat grapes on Shabbos, postulates a rule, which is very far-reaching in Disha, which is that anything you do b'shas achila is not called Disha. That's not called mefarik. Since you only detach the grapes when you're ready to eat them, that's not called mefarik. Kind of like la'alter for right now purposes. Where does he get this from? He gets this from a Ramah. The Yushalmi, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says that if a person takes off the shell, takes off the peel, I guess, if you've ever seen garlic, you know what it's talking about, it takes off the shell or the peel around the garlic, the Yushalmi says that's dosh. That's mefarik. If you do it b'kli, it's mefarik. Dosh, if you do it b'yad, it's mefarik. However, the Beis Yosef in Simen Shin Chof Aleph quotes in the name of the Rishonim, the smag and the Sefer HaTruma, that if it's samuch la'achila, it's mutter. If it's samuch la'achila, it's mutter. And this is quoted in the Ramah, in Simen Shin Chof Aleph Sif Yutes, that if a person wants to peel garlic or onions on Shabbos, it's mutter only if it's the tzarech achila right now. It's a guy who wants to peel garlic and leave it in his refrigerator like that. That's not allowed. If it's la'alter, says the Ramah, then it's mutter. So Egoital says, don't you see? The Yushalmi said it's asam mishum disha, and if you intend to do it right now to eat it, it's mutter. If you intend to do it right now to eat it, it's mutter. Why? Because obviously something that you do b'shas achila is not considered dosh. Now if you look in the Mishnah Berurah there on Shin Yotes, it's very misleading. You won't find any mention of dosh. They're concerned with borer, because when a person peels garlic or something, or onion, we have to ask, why isn't that borer? You're separating between psoas and ochel. So within borer, which we're not going to focus on now, there's a heter of la'alter. If I do it for eating right now, the borer is unique, or we'll discuss in a minute if it really is unique, but in the Gemara it's unique. Just if you read the Pashut, there's no mention of la'alter by any other malacha, that it's mutter with tzarech achila right now. So the Ramah, when he says la'alter, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because it's borer la'alter, and borer la'alter is mutter. What about dosh? Yushalmi said it didn't mention borer. Yushalmi mentioned dosh. So that's left out. But the Egoital revives that. That's from the Rishonim. The Rishonim say that if you're doing it to eat it right now, peeling an onion or peeling garlic should be mutter because it's la'alter. It's for eating right now. Whatever you do for eating right now should not be considered dosh. Yeah.
How would this, whether this is, well, everybody seems to agree that it applies to the borer, but even if we're going to apply it to the mefarik as well, how does this fit in with the general conception of Lech Shav? Is it because you're doing it for a particular reason, it's not Lech anymore?
We'll get to it. One thing. Okay? Excellent. The Egoital uses this explanation to resolve what he perceives to be a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch. That Ramah in Simen Shin Chof Aleph says that if a person's peeling onion and garlic, it's mutter la'alter, if you intend to eat it right away. However, the Shulchan Aruch earlier. And Shimon Shin Yud Tes discusses the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara says in Maseches Beitza on Yud Beis and Mebeis that it's mutter hamolel melilos me'erev Shabbos. What is molel melilos? That means you take stalks of grain of wheat. Wheat grows in a stalk, and then there's like along the stalk are little pockets of wheat. They're like, I guess, kernels. So it grows. I don't know if you ever picture that tall grass, and there's like, you know, looks like a, I don't know, a backwards arrow, I guess. It gets wider as it go up. So they're wheat all along the thing. So in order to separate them, they would put them in their two hands and rub them like that, and the kernels would fall to the ground. The kernels would fall to the ground. So that's called hamolel melilos. So can you do that on Shabbos? So the Gemara says in Beitza, no. Hamolel melilos may erev Shabbos. Let's say I did that may erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says there, I can blow away menafeach. I can blow away the chaff so I can get to the kernels of wheat. But I cannot, it sounds like from the Gemara in Beitza, I cannot do that process on Shabbos. All I can do is do that erev Shabbos and separate them by blowing them on Yontif, on Shabbos. However, the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Chav Chesem et Aleph says that it's mutter, a person can be molel melilos bein etzba osav on Shabbos. Normally, the way it's done, my impression is through palms. If you do it with your fingers, the Gemara says in Shabbos that that's mutter. So the Yishonim ask a question: how could it be? The Gemara in Beitza says you're not allowed to be molel melilos on Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos says you're allowed to do it. Bein etzba osav. What's going on? So the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam. It's the base Yosef's triumvirate. The Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam all say one shot. They say that no, the Gemara Beitza is talking about doing it in your palms. That's Osav and Shabbos. Doing it in your fingers is a shinoi. A shinoi is mutter. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav there in Siman Shin Yud Tes explains why. Shinoi is normally not mutter on Shabbos. A person that, say, writes with his left hand, that's still also midrabanan. It's Kalach HaYad. So what's going on? So he says, because this whole thing, the whole institution of Mol Melilos is not, even with your hands, is a shinoi. The real way they did it was with a kli, or nobody did it with their hands. They did it with some sort of threshing utensil. So the whole thing is a shinoi. So he says, so shinoi agabi shinoi. Whatever. We could talk about that later. Shinoi agabi shinoi. So it says it's so far removed. Sometimes you have a shinoi that's not just a shinoi. It's so far removed, it's just not the malacha. So he says, this is not just writing with your left hand. This is not writing. It's not threshing because it's so far removed. That's the Rif in the Rush and the Rambam. So it's mutter to be molel bein etzba osav on Shabbos because that's a shinoi agabi shinoi. Other Rishonim, the Mordechai, the Baal HaMor, are Machmir, and they say, no. Of course it's us to be Molo Meligos. That's the Gemara in Beitza. What's the Gemara in Shabbos talking about? You just loosen them. You're allowed to loosen. You're not allowed to separate them. You're not allowed to take out the grain of corn, the grain of wheat. You're just allowed to loosen. However they understand that's there. So this is a Machlokas within Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Tes Zivav, Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rif, the Rush, and the Rambam, that it's mutter to be molel melilos bein etzba osav on Shabbos. And the Rama quotes Yesh Machmirim, that you're not allowed to, like the Baal HaMor and the Mordechai. You're not allowed to, even in, with a shinoi, separate between the wheat kernel and the wheat stalk. Therefore, says the Rama, a person has nuts. Nuts grow. I was just talking to Bram about this and Ephraim. That nuts grow. I never knew what they were talking about. The Rama says you cannot peel the green husk from the nut. Therefore, since you cannot be Moa Melilos and Shabbos, because he's Machmer like the Baal HaMor and the Mordechai, you are not allowed to peel the green husk from around the nut. I never knew what they were, the Klipa Yeroka. So I never knew what they were talking about until we moved to New Jersey, and in my backyard I have a walnut tree. So these walnuts, which is a litters all over my backyard and driveway, but agav, I found out how walnuts grow. The way they grow is they grow, it looks like an unripe plum or something like that. It grows in like a green, fleshy shell, which is pretty thick. And within that, you see, I was telling Graham, the squirrels eat them, and you can see how all the layers, the way it grows is that underneath that is the walnut shell, and within that is the walnut. But it all has a green outer husk. Anyway, so the Rambam, when he says you're not allowed to peel the klipa yirok, he's talking about that green, fleshy husk. You're not allowed, therefore, since emo and melilos, b'Shabbos, even bein hasbosov, you're not allowed to peel the green husk on Shabbos either. So back to the egg goital. The egg goital asks, isn't that a contradiction to the onions and the garlic? Why did the Ramah say you're allowed to peel the onions and the garlic if I want to eat it right now? Why can't I peel my walnut if I want to eat my walnut right now? So the egg goital resolves, because most people peel these green husks right away. Otherwise, it makes the fruit rotten. If you leave them on and you leave it in a bucket, I looked on, it's true out of Yom HaZeh, they recommend if you're going to harvest these walnuts to do peel the green husk right away. Because if you leave it, it's bad for the fruit. The walnut doesn't taste good. So since the derech is not to peel these green husks, samuch l'achila, so that's usur. It's only the onions and garlic that if you peel an onion before you're ready to use it, it'll rot. So that's mutter if you intend to use it right away. But not the green husks, which nobody peels earlier. See, Miyashiv, his perceived stira between the Ramaz, one in Shin Chafal by the onions and the garlic, and one by the Klipa Yiroka, based on his idea of Samuch L'Afila. It's a very important rule. And therefore, the Egg Goital says, that's why one is allowed to pick grapes, because the derech is to pick the grapes from the stem, samach l'achila. Therefore, let's say a person is into wine, maybe lives in Napa Valley, and he's going to harvest wine, and he picks his grapes to put them in a barrel to later make them into wine. So the derech in Napa Valley probably is to pick grapes way before you intend to eat them. So he says, it would be usur, because you don't intend to eat it right away. That's the rule of the egg goital. How do we understand this rule?
What about in our day where you get grapes flown out from, let's say, California? It's meant to be eaten as soon as possible, in a sense, but there is a pretty long time span between when they're picked.
No, but the question is, the grapes come on stems.
Oh, so it's when you detach them from the stem itself.
Yes.
So normally you detach
from the stem. In Napa Valley, they probably detach it and put it in a barrel to stomp on to make wine or whatever they make wine. They don't stomp on their feet, but they... Right. How do we understand this rule of egg goital, that whatever is samach l'achila is mutter and is not considered to be mefarik? Why? The Achronim are very bothered by this. The Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Chaf, Sivkot and Zion, quotes in the name of the Oyla Shabbos, who says, he's discussing Schita. Schita, we'll discuss later, is also a told or dadash. It's related to Mepharik. Ringing, straining, squeezing fruits. So the Oyla Shabbos says, yes, it's also to squeeze fruits. Let's say I want to drink the grapefruit juice right now. I'm going to squeeze my grapefruit, and I want to drink the juice right now. La'alter. Is it mutter? So Oyla Shabbos says, yes. La'alter. Mutter. So Magen Avraham says, what? All Melech HaShabbos is Mutter La'alter? Let's say I want to cook. It's also Mutter La'alter? I want to light a fire. It's also Mutter La'alter? If I plan on using it right away, it says, all Melech HaShabbos is Mutter La'alter? This is quoted in the Bir Halacha, in Simen Shin Chaf. So Magen Avraham dismisses out of hand, like this is some sort of oddball, oh, a Shabbos, a Heter, Disha, La'alter, whoever heard of such a thing? So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, it's gone, off the radar. However, Rav Adi Yosef, in his Sefer, the Levi Yoschein, which we've mentioned previously, quotes a whole slew of rayos that La'alter is not limited to Borer. It applies to other malachas as well. So he quotes it, the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe says in Hilchas Yomtiv, Simen Tuf Reish Yud Aleph, quotes from the Rav Avraham Prague, that the same way there's a het of La'alter by Borer, there's a het of La'alter by Disha. If that's the case, the egg goital makes perfect sense. You don't need to do any more research. He also quotes, which the Mishnah Berurah ignored, the Chuvis HaRashba, which happens to be quoted in Shulchan Aruch also, in Simen Shinchof Aleph Sif Yud Beis, that tochein is mutar la'altar. Tochein, the grinding, after you pick it, the stuff, and you separate the chaff out, then you would grind the wheat kernels. So grinding, let's say it's la'altar, Shulchan Aruch says that's mutar. Tochein is mutar la'altar. So Rav Adi Yosef says, don't you see that la'altar is not limited specifically to borer? And he quotes Achronim who passed him like that. It's interesting. Here's an interesting case there about carbonating soda. Can you carbonate soda on Shabbos? And some Achronim said you're not allowed to because it's makabah patish. But then they said if you leave it, the fizz will go out. The carbonation will go out. So it must be it's la'altar. So since it's la'altar, makabah patish is mutter la'altar. Okay.
That's the food.
Huh?
Makabah patish applies to...
That's the question. Makabah patish applies to...
Also, if you're using water, you could push these things. I saw it in Israel, actually. You carbonate water. The water itself is already sufficient. Like, it's already fully functional.
So it's not micropod, but
I'm wondering, why would that be
Anyway, whatever, that's in the discussion. We don't carbonate drinks in Shabbos, but that... Yeah. But Rav Adi Yosef is quoting that, as you see how the range. You see that Poskim apply this rule, that the altar is not limited specifically to Borer. So if that is indeed correct, and he makes that argument, then he goes with that. That the altar applies to other malachas as well. I don't think he would say it applies to Bishol, but it's not limited to Borer. So if that's the case, the Egoi Tal makes perfect sense. Oh, it's a big Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush. The Magen Avraham rejected it out of hand. And the Mishnah Berurah also rejects it. So the Minchas Asher and the Beis Yishai, Dying Fisher, say a different shot, which is reminiscent of things that we've mentioned in the past regarding other malachos. They say that, listen, all these malachas are called the Sidura de Pas. This is the order of the making of the bread. Zoreya, Choresh, Kotzer, Ma'amer. It has to be in that, it has to be leading to the next step. If it's a mind to be eaten right away, that's not called Dash. Dash means it will lead up to Borer. I intend to thresh this pile of grain in order to later do Borer, in order to later do Tochen, in order to later do Lush, in order to later do Afia. But it has to be in an order of a process. If I do Dush in order to eat it right away, that's just not called Dush. That's out of the Sidur de Pas. We mentioned the Svar like this by Ma'amer. However, we explained it a little bit differently. That Ma'amer, if it's a mind to not be, to later do Dush, then the ma'or is a hemshech of kotzer leading up to dash. The ma'amer is insignificant. But there we explain it's because ma'amer itself is not really so. You don't really do so much. It's not such a significant malacha to begin with. So in order to give it significance, it's part of a greater structure. Okay. Or we mentioned by Korea, let's say. Tosus says in Ayin Gimel Mebeis that Korea shalom manas litvar is not only. It's nothing. It's not a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Nothing. It's garnished. Why? So we explained because the Stipler says that it's an unproductive malacha. In order to be chayv on Shabbos, you have to do productive malachas. And korea by itself, without amanat litvor, is unproductive. So it undermines the whole premise of malacha Shabbos. So a lot of these malachas are similar in that sense, in that you need to have in mind a certain...
long-term goal.
Right, exactly. It has to be for a certain purpose in order to be chayv, but they're each, I think, for their own individual reason. Ma'amer might be for its reason. Korea or Mochek or Kotzer, which Tosus was discussing on Gimel Beis, or for its reason. The parameters might be different in how you negotiate what, Amanas Litvor versus Amanas La'achila, but it is similar in that regard. However, the Achronim explain here that if something is Amanas La'achila, that's just not called Dash. And that seems to be for a different reason. Rev. Don Fisher explains it in his way, but I don't know if we have to be locked into that, but it's an interesting way of explaining it. He explains it in the following way. Why should that be so? Why should it be that if I want to eat it right now, it's not called Dash? Why? Why should that be? So he explains that because really, this is not the av malacha of dash. The av malacha of dash is only with feet or a kli. What is this? This is a tolda of dash. And we explained in the past from the Magen Mishnah that how do we determine what's called a tolda? A tolda is something that's similar in intention or similar in maisa to the av. It's not totally similar. It's not exactly the same thing. The Rambam would call that an av too. He explains it's somewhat similar in intention and in purpose and in maisa to the av. With that, he explained again. So then he quotes a famous Ran. The Ran says like this. The Ran says in Shabbos, Mem Aleph, Amir Aleph, in the Daf Arif, Diver Maschil Ulepichach. It's more famous because Menachem Zemba quotes in it, Totsos Chaim, Simin Vav, Ostes. The Ran says that even though Malacha She'ein Tzricha Legufa is a machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda holds chayev, Rabbi Shimon holds patur. Malach shein tzricha legufa means I do a malacha not for the intended purpose. It's a different purpose. Malach shein tzricha legufa, I don't need it for the intended purpose. That's machlokas in the Gemara. That's only by an av. A tolda shein tzricha legufa is mutter, heter gomer, lekuli alma. That's all he says. End of story. So Menachem Zemba explains why. Because a tolda's whole claim to fame is that it's similar in intention to the av. But if it's ain't tzricha legufa, the tolda itself is ain't tzricha legufa, then it's just not a tolda. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Didn't Rav Schechter quote this as being one of the nafkamina between...
He has this in his sefer, yeah.
This is another one of the nafkamina. Besides for Hatra, there's another nafkamina
between tolda and av. Yes. Indeed. Very good. So that's the Ran. So says Daim Fisher in the Beis Yishai that that's the pshat here by Dosh. Since we're only discussing Mefarek, and I'm not doing it for the intended purpose, which is I'll say Der Sidura de Pas, I'm doing it to eat it right now. So that's just not Mefarek. Allah, the Ran. That a tolda, Shein Tzricha Legufa, is not a tolda. The whole claim to fame is that it's similar to the Av, and here it's not similar. Yeah.
This explanation obviously wouldn't work for Borer, because Borer is an av malach.
Right. Borer is a unique reason that it has a heter la'altar. Uh-huh. Then Daim Fisher quotes even more interesting, a Ralbag. The Ralbag says in Parashat Yisro, he's trying to define on the Aseres HaDibros, the Ralbag says, what's considered a malach b'Shabbos? How do they know what's a malach b'Shabbos? So he says, anything that the animals do, that's not malach b'Shabbos. Only things that are uniquely people activity, that's Melech HaShemes. So Daim Fisher asks, really? Animals kill, that's Shochei. Animals pick fruit, that's how they eat, that's Kotzer. They do lots of Melechos that we do. Why then are these Melech HaShemes? This is quoted actually in the new Ralbags, they quote this in the footnotes. And if you look it up, they quote the Beis Yishai in the footnote. That he asked this kasha on the Ralbag. And he explains that no, what it means is, what the Ralbag means is that people do things, I'll say there are something else. People do things, why do you do dash to do borer? Why do you do borer to do tochen? Why do you do tochen to do lush? People do things for reasons. Animals do things for right now, instant gratification. They kill an animal, they eat it. They don't kill an animal, salt it, cook it. They kill it, eat it. They pick fruit, they eat it. They do dash, they eat it. So says the Ralbag, anything you do for instant gratification purposes, to eat it right now, that's not called malacha. When is it called malacha Shabbos? If I do it as part of a greater order, a greater structure of thought-out activity, leading to a greater goal, that's malacha Shabbos. Malacha Shabbos, to eat something right away, is just not called dash. Anyway, that's his presentation. So the Egoi Tau, again, let's just review so we don't get lost. We mentioned two possibilities of what's called Mefarik. Either detaching something or revealing the fruit. The Ran versus Tosus. If it is just detaching something, how is it mutter to eat grapes? So the Egoi Tau says if you do it to eat it right now, since normally people only detach grapes or peel onions or peel garlic in order to eat it immediately, that's not called Disha. And that could be explained in one of two ways. Either because it's a heter Disha la'altar, like Ravadi Yosef promotes, that La'alto is not limited to Borer, or along these lines, that it undermines the homalacha of Disha, either because it's a told or Shein Tzrichel the Gufa, or because it's just not part of the Sidur of the Pass, and Disha is only relevant when it's part of Sidur of the Pass. However, this is only the Eglay Tal's understanding of that Ramah. The Ramah said it's mutter to peel onions and garlic to eat right away. Why is it mutter to peel onions and garlic to eat right away? So the Eglay Tal says because mefarik is mutter la'altar. Whatever, however we understood that. Mefarik to eat right away is mutter. The Magen Avraham says that no. The Magen Avraham there. I'm sorry, the Rebbe Kiva Eger quotes the name of Prima Gadim. Rebbe Kiva Eger, there in Shin Chaf Aleph, quotes the name of the Prima Gadim, who says a different reason. The altar is necessary, again, we mentioned before, when you peel onions and garlic, there's really two problems. It could be Borer, and it could be Dush. The reason the Ramah throws in the altar is like the Mishnah Berurah convinced us of. It's just because of Borer. Why then is there no Dush? Shai Goytal emphasized the base Yosef for the Rishonim because of Disha La'alta. He says, no, that was rejected. Gone. Why is it not Disha when you peel onions and garlic? Because the peels of the onion and garlic are so thin and they're so attached to the fruit, it's bottled to the pre. That's not called revealing the fruit. It's revealed already. That's it. That's the way the pre looks. It's so thin and so insignificant that it's bottled to the pre. If that's the case, what about our grapes? What about our grapes? If there's no heter la'alter by Disha for whatever reason, why then are our grapes not mefarik?
But according to Tosis in Prima Gadim, yes. Would they even say that taking the grape off the Eshkol is dash at all? Why would you even
do that? Maybe they wouldn't hold of that run. Maybe. Could be. You could go that route. But then you're playing the I don't hold of you game.
Right.
Could be. However, the Achronim explain in a different, another possibility, which is based on Akasha the Magen Avraham has. The Magen Avraham asks in Shimon Shin Yud Tes, Sifkot and Tezayin, why isn't every Shechita Borer? Let's say a person squeezes fruit, right? Squeeze your grapefruit juice into the cup in order to drink the grapefruit juice. So that's Shechita. Why isn't that Borer too? I'm separating the juice from the grapefruit. Isn't that Borer? So that's the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Who cares? It's either way it's Aser. So the Magen Avraham is addressing himself to a Gemara in Shabbos, which we'll discuss more at greater length later. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis says that even though it's Aser to squeeze grapes, Alpi Dina the Gemara, it's only Midoraisa, this is Rav and Shmuel's opinion, it's only Midoraisa Aser to squeeze grapes and olives, for whatever reason. Just grapes and olives. That's Midoraisa. However, the Gemara says if I squeeze it into a food, I squeeze my grape over my, rice, because I like the taste with the grapes. I don't know, lemon, I want oil on my rice or something like that. So I squeeze it over a food. So the oil drips straight from the grape into a food. So Gemara says that's mutter. It's only also to squeeze the grape onto an empty, or into a plate. However, if I squeeze it into food, that's permissible. Rashi explains because it was never liquid. I never had squeezed liquid out of the olive. It went from food to food. No one says to cut a piece of cheese in half is mefarik because I'm separating the two halves. That's alchemy tok ochel. Cutting an orange is not mefarik. So to here, separating this part of the olive from that part of the olive is not mefarik. It's ochel mi tok ochel. We'll talk about that later. But the Magen Avraham says, good, that's true, so it's not mefarik. Why isn't it Borer? So the Magen Avraham says, because it's all min echad. Everything's one min. It's all grapefruit. It's all olive. However, the Shvisa Shabbos asks, this is the Shvisa Shabbos in his Psicha Tadash. Yes, and this Magen Avraham, what are you talking about? It's not all min echad. After I squeeze the olive, there's olive oil, and I'm holding an olive. That's not min echad. There's seeds. There's a skin to the olive. That's not the same as the olive oil. Why do I view that At the beginning it's the same, but not at the end. Or a grapefruit. After I squeeze the grapefruit, I'm left with this, shriveled up grapefruit with the seeds. That's not the same as the grapefruit juice. At the end, there's two different things. That's the Shvitzes HaShabbos Kasha. The Achronim point out that the Prima Gadim already, in Simen Shin Chav, says it's a rule which bypasses this whole Kasha. The Prima Gadim says that when do we discern whether I psoles and ochel for Borer? Borer is only if I psoles and ochel. Says the Magen Avraham, here there's no psoles and no ochel. It's all grapefruit. Shvitzes HaShabbos says, no, after I squeeze it out, I do. I have psoles and ochel. I have the grapefruit juice and the grapefruit, which is worth nothing now. So Prima Gadim says, when do we evaluate psoles versus ochel? At the beginning. If there's no psoles and ochel at the beginning, then even if at the end of the separating, now I have psoles and ochel, irrelevant. There has to be at the beginning psoles and ochel. This is relevant for a different Prima Gadim. The Magen Avraham, we mentioned before, this is a parenthesis. The Ramah mentioned that you're only allowed to peel onion and garlic if you want to eat it right now, right? So let's say a person wants to peel, why allowed to do it right now? Because it is, either because it's a heter, I'm sorry, you're only allowed to do it right now because otherwise it's borer. Peeling the fruit should be borer. So it has to be in order to eat right now, so it shouldn't be borer, at least. Like I would say, the altar helps for the disha too, but it at least helps for the borer. So says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say a person wants to eat an apple, and he's peeling his apple. You're only allowed to peel the apple if you intend to eat it right now. If you don't intend to eat the apple right now, it's borer. The Ramah said to peel onion and garlic would be borer were it not for the fact you're going to eat it right now. So to an apple, if you're not going to eat it right now, it will be borer. So the Shaar HaTzion there asks on this Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes, I'm sorry, the Shaar HaTzion quotes him a Prima Gadim, who disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah, who's citing Magen Avraham. So it's really Machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim, which became a Machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion, which is, no, but the apple peel is edible. It's not the same as the onion peel, which is inedible. It's not psoles, it's ochel. It's ochel mitoch ochel. Apple peels are also edible. So the Egloi Tal explains, what is he driving at? What is he trying to say? At the end, nobody wants these peels when you're all done. The peels are clearly psoles after they're peeled. But since at the beginning, when I did the peeling, when I did the Maisa Borer, all I had was ochel, because a peel on an apple is significant. People would eat that. So, true, after I'm done, I have psoles and ochel, but that's not called borer. In order to be called borer, I need the psoles and the ochel there, me'ikara. That's when I evaluate it. And if right at the beginning of that peeling of the apple, it's all edible, says the Prima Gadim, that's just not called borer. Borer is when I have psoles and ochel. Here it's all ochel. Anyway, so the Prima Gadim would allow one to peel apples, even though he doesn't have in mind to eat it right now, because that's not called psoles mitoch ochel. However, the Shvitzes HaShabbos had this kasha. Again, the Magen Avraham asked, why isn't every sochet borer, a very brilliant kasha, why isn't every sochet borer? So he says, because it's all one min. The grapefruit and the grapefruit juice is all one thing. So he asked the Shvitzes HaShabbos, but it's not. After I'm done, the grapefruit is different than the grapefruit juice. The grapefruit is garbage and the grapefruit juice is worth something. So the Prima Gadim would say, no, but we don't evaluate psoles and ochel like that. We evaluate it at the beginning. Okay, let's close parenthesis. But she says Shabbos gives a different answer, which is relevant to our discussion. She says Shabbos was not aware of the Prima Gadim, didn't like the Prima Gadim. And he says that the Yesod of Dash is creating food, finishing off the food creation process. That's Dash. Borer is a totally different institution. Borer is separating between a finished ochel product and psoas. There's ochel and psoas. Finished ochel and psoas mu'uravim. To separate between those two is borer. Dush is nothing to do with separating. Dush has to do with creating a food product. So therefore, he says, schita is not borer, because the finished product here is not the grapes or the olives. The finished product is the wine or the olive oil. So it cannot be borer, because borer only deals with finished food products, not with in progress food products. Disha is dealing with in progress food products. So since I intend to squeeze the grapes for wine, squeeze the olives for olive oil, that's in progress. And Borer is not yet on the table at that point. That's the rule of the Shisa Shamas. And I think that that's similar to the Egoi Tal. I mean, we could debate the issue. It doesn't go together necessarily, but I think that they're driving at the same idea, that Disha is part of a process. If something is a finished, if a person would eat it right away, then it's a finished food product, and Disha's not shayach. Disha's only shayach to an unfinished food product. Let's say I would eat it right now. I'm planning to eat it right after I do the Disha. That's haste dust. That's a finished food product. Otherwise, you wouldn't eat it right now. So I think those two are really driving at the same idea. Therefore, it could be that it's permissible to eat the grapes, even if I don't necessarily hold of the Egoi Tal's idea, because the Shvisa Shabbos would say if it's a finished food product, there's no Disha. And clearly, since people serve grapes at the table like that on the vine, that's called a finished food product. And it would be permissible. It could really be it's one and the same, that's the same as Egoi Tal. Since it's a finished food product, people would eat it right away. People only eat right away finished food products, but you go around and around. But that's what the Shvisa Shabbos says. This could solve the problem, this with the Egoi Tal, could solve the problem of the peanuts as well, or oranges, or bananas for that matter. Peeling a banana. Why isn't that dash? Threshing is the same as dash. Or peeling an orange. Or shelling a peanut. Shouldn't all those be mefarik? So the Prima got him at his rule. No, onions and garlic to eat right away are different. Why? Because those are batel to the pri. Those are insignificant little things. They're so thin and batel to the pri. It's nothing. It's garnish. It's all one thing right now. But that's not true by an orange peel, and that's not true by a banana peel. And certainly not true by a peanut. These things are significant peels, husks. They're not the same as an onion or garlic, which is a very thin, flaky type thing. So how do we justify eating oranges, bananas, or perhaps peanuts on Shabbos? And it's even more compounded. Why are these singled out as being worse than other things? Because the Ramah said again, back to the other Ramah, the Ramah said that it's prohibited to, since Eimon Lius B'Shabbos, so you're not allowed to peel the green husk from out off the walnut. You're not allowed to peel the green husk. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Magen Avraham, but the walnut itself, you're allowed to shell. The green part, you're not allowed to take off. Let's say I took off the green part, and I want to crack open my walnut on Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that, to crack open a walnut on Shabbos. As Magen Avraham says. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Rebbe Kiva Eger there asks, why? Why is that different than the green husk? Why are you allowed to take off the, you're not allowed to take off the green husk, but the nut you're allowed to, isn't that also mafarik? So he leaves off the Tzarchian. I don't know. So the Shulchan Aruch Rab says, no. Mafarik is only the outer shell. Since you have two levels of shells here, it's only the outer shell is mafarik. The inner shell is not mafarik. Rule. It makes up a rule. What about peanuts? Peanuts only have one shell. What about oranges? Two. Yeah, that little thing. I don't think that's significant. Or oranges only have one shell. Or bananas only have one shell. Why are those not mefarik? The rule of the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, doesn't help us here. And the rule of the Prima Gadim doesn't help us. The Prima Gadim says whatever is insignificant. Onions, garlic. This is not insignificant. This is very significant. What are we going to do? So the Shvisa HaShabbos, as well as the Minchas Asher, they all say the same thing. That no, since these things are only removed, Samach L'Achila, nobody removes orange peels unless you're going to eat it, otherwise it'll rot. Nobody removes a banana peel unless it's Samach L'Achila, otherwise it'll rot. Peanuts too, the derech is to remove the peanuts before you eat them. So they all say that that's why it's mutter, that's why those things are not considered mefarik. Or you could phrase it the other way. It's a finished product already. Mefarik, dash, only applies to in-progress food products. An orange is a finished product. You just leave it on your table in a food bowl. It's a finished product. It's done. It's not in progress. because people would eat it just like that. So either it's a finished product, or because you only remove it, that's how we're allowed to eat bananas or oranges or peanuts on Shabbos. Mincha Zosher says that's what the Alter Rebbe meant, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rebbe meant, that it has two peels. It means, because whenever something has two peels, usually the second peel you only remove samuch la'achila. However, the Mincha Zosher quotes, therefore, he quotes from the Shevet HaLevi, from Reb Vosner, who doesn't like this heter of Eglei Tal. He says, no, it goes with the classical Achronim. The classical Achronim is who? The Prima Gadim. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they say, when is it mutter to peel items on Shabbos? Either if it has two layers, which doesn't exist by oranges, bananas, or peanuts, or it's insignificant. It's an insignificant little thing. It's, you know, thin and attached to the fruit. So therefore, Rabbi Vosner says, peanuts are usher to eat on Shabbos. That's what he says. You can't shell, I mean, you can eat the peanuts, but you can't shell peanuts on Shabbos. And Rabbi Vosner goes even further. This is all quoted by Rabbi Osher Weiss. Then Rabbi Vosner goes even further, and he says, what are you going to say? The Eglei Tal says, whatever is samuch l'achila is mutter. It's just not true. He says, peanuts are not shelled samuch l'achila. They sell shelled peanuts. He says, I saw in the store that they sell shelled peanuts. So obviously, peanuts are shelled way before they're eaten, because they sell shelled peanuts. Rabbi Osher Weiss claims that, you know, Kavodo Munuch Lovim Kom, he doesn't understand the psychology of today's consumer. People today want fast food. It's not the pshat that people would shell peanuts, not samuch to achila. It's the fact that people can't have, they have no patience for anything. So anything we can possibly do before the item goes on the shelf, we do. And we preserve it with preservatives and everything. It's not because it's, that's the derech. It's because consumers can't, he didn't understand the fast food mentality. Anyway, so Rav Asher Weiss claims, based on Eglei Tal and based on the Shita Shabbos, that a peanut with a shell is also a finished product, and the derech is to shell it only some of Achila. So just to review, just because it was a little bit complicated, we touched on a bunch of things. We mentioned two possibilities. What is mefarik? Either revealing the fruit or detaching the fruit. If that's the case, what about grapes? So you mentioned the heter of Eglei Tal, which we explained in a few different ways. That it's because it's samuch l'achila. People only eat grapes samuch l'achila. Or we mentioned the heter of the Shvisas HaShabbos, because grapes on a vine are a finished product. And that's what we explain the onions and garlic, either because it's samuch l'achila or because it's a finished product the way it is. The Magen Avraham and the Alter Rebbe explain the onions and the garlic differently, that because that peel is irrelevant. Or why is one allowed to take off a walnut shell, says the Alter Rebbe, because it's a second covering. That's why it's mutter. In which case, we have a problem with oranges, bananas, and peanuts. And peanuts might be even worse, because it's more significant than the orange and the banana. So why isn't that considered to be dash? So we mentioned that there, for those fruits, you'd have to resort to the Eglei Tal and the Shvisas HaShabbos, either that it's samuch l'achila, or that it's a finished product, even with the shell.